This is the day. Amen. The Lord has made today. Of course, He makes every day. Amen. And I'm glad I'm in the house of the Lord. Would rather be here than anywhere else. I want to say thank you to my sweet husband. Yesterday, we celebrated 45 years. And, of course, as like I've said on other occasions, last year we were surviving. This year we're celebrating. Amen. 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 We retraced the trail of where we got married in the afternoon and 45 years ago, and Jerry decided that some of his friends were going to try to follow him when we left the church. So, we also decided that we didn't want to go to Lure Lodge for our little one-night honeymoon, because that's where everybody went, and we'd find there'd be somebody there we knew. So we decided to go to Mammoth Cay, to the resort. They're, you know, real nice place. So we took off, you know, left everybody here, and like I said, he wanted to make sure nobody followed him, so he got lost. But we ended up making it there. And so we traced that route yesterday, but we didn't get lost. And went to the Mammoth Cave and just kind of enjoyed looking around a little bit, taking our time. And so Jerry said, Laverne, said, go up there and ask him. Said, if we were to spend the night, how much would it be? Now, 45 years ago, it was $14, and that was a lot of money. It was a lot of money, because most places it was just $7 or $8 to stay all night. Of course, I think that's the first time I'd ever stayed in a motel anyway. So, but anyway, so I went up there and I said, what are the rates of the rooms here? And he said, well, $103 plus tax. And I'm going, wow. 45 years has made a lot of difference, right? Needless to say, we didn't stay there last night, but, you know, it was a good day, and I'm just thankful that we're here. Amen. We can celebrate the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, I would like for you to stand for the reading of the word, please. I'm going to be reading out of 1 John. 1 John, I heard this scripture quoted. I forgot what we were listening to. And I thought, man, I want to hang on to that. Actually, it reminded me of another scripture. So I'm reading 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. And this is that testimony, or that evidence. God, I've got to go back. I can't just start there. Wow. He who believes in the Son of God, who adheres to or trusts in and relies on Him, has this testimony, possesses this divine attestation within himself. He who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the evidence that God has borne regarding His Son. And this is that testimony, or the evidence, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who possesses the Son has that life. And he who does not possess that Son of God does not have that life. It's just as simple as that. You know, I mean, the gospel of Jesus Christ is very simple. If you have the life of Jesus on the inside of you, you've got life, right? You've got eternal life. That's the promise. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have that life. I don't care. You may have a good life. You may be doing good. You may be be a giver or whatever it is you do. That's not going to do it. You've got to accept Jesus Christ and into your life. So then it says, and I write this to you who believe in or trust in Him, the name of the Son of God, in the peculiar services and the blessings conferred by Him on men, when you believe in that, so that you may know with settled and absolute knowledge that you already have life. Yes, eternal life. About 40 years ago, I guess, over 40 years ago, I was raised to believe that you needed to be saved, but I never knew for sure whether or not I had eternal life. Now, that seems like a contradiction, doesn't it? But as I grew up, I knew I needed Jesus, and I would go up and I'd get saved, and then, you know, later on, if maybe I'd made some poor choices or did this or that other, and I'd get feeling guilty, and I'd feel like I had to get saved again. So I did not know that you could know that you had eternal life. We were pastoring two small Methodist churches down in Henderson, Kentucky. And by this time, we had already been filled with the Holy Spirit. We were already visiting that little funny place down over there at Sheep Shed. But we were still pastoring these two churches, and I came across this scripture, which said you can know that you have eternal life. And something on this, I said, you know, this is something. Here I am, I forgot how old I was at that time, and I'm just now realizing that I can know I have eternal life. Now, how is it that I know? If I believe what? That Jesus is the Son of God, and I'm believing in all that he has given me, right? I know I've got it. I don't have to wait and see when I die whether or not I'm going to get it. I don't have to hold on that I, you know, pray for me that I'll hold on. That was one of the greatest revelations I ever had, because all of a sudden that peace and security came into my life. I can go around saying I'm saved, and I know that I am. I don't have to say, well, now I hope I am. I know I am because I believe. Are you a believer today? Then you can know, and then go on and listen to this. And then if you know, so that you may know with settled and absolute knowledge that you already have life, eternal life, and this is the confidence. That means this is the assurance or the privilege of boldness, which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, say anything. Oh, my goodness. Are you that excited this morning? Anything.
Anything.
All right. If we ask anything, make any request according to his will, which is in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and he hears us. Now, church, what's his plan? What's his will? The Bible. What the Word says, right? If it's in the Word of God that he says he's provided that for us, is it ours? All right. That's his plan for my life, right? We're going to have a basic knowledge test lesson. All right, let's go back just a minute. What is God's will for me? The Bible. And if the Bible says that Jesus provided that for me, is it mine?
Yes.
When is it mine? When I believe it, right? He's already provided it for me, right? All right, now, see, that's confidence. If you don't have confidence that you're going to, that it's yours when you pray and thank God for it, then how are you going to know if you've got it? It's just like I wasn't sure that I was saved. But I can have the confidence. Listen, and this is the confidence. This is the assurance, the privilege of boldness, which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything or make any request according to his will, which is in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and he hears us. And if we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us our present possessions, the requests that we made of him. Now, how do I know that I'm getting what I'm asked God for? First of all, when I know it's in his plan. Is it his plan for me to be saved?
Yes.
It is his plan for me to prosper.
Yes.
Is it his plan for me to be healed?
Yes.
Is it his plan for me to have favor? It is his plan for my family to be saved and be taken care of and have protection.
Yes.
Okay. You absolutely believe that, church?
Yes.
So when you ask God, you're not trying to demand it. You're just saying, God, I agree with you that this is what I have. We're not manipulating God. We're not begging him. When I say, God, thank you that I'm healed, I'm agreeing with him that he's already provided it for me. This is the confidence that we have, that we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask. Do you believe he listens to you? Didn't he say he would? He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him what? Ask, and I will give it, right? Yes, sir. Right.
He knows what you want, but he wants you to ask and say it anyway.
And you know, the thing is, it's because he's already given it to us. He provided it. And what we're doing is we're saying, God, I agree with you that this is your plan for my life. Amen? Now, it doesn't say in the Bible, if I'm getting ready to go on a trip, that I'm supposed to go to Texas. Those words aren't in there, right? But it does say, as I pray and believe, that he'll give me the wisdom to know where I need to go, right? And what I need to be doing, and he'll bless me, right? So that's confidence. I'm going to read this last one again. And since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted us as our present possessions the request made of him. Wow. If that won't get y'all jump-started this morning, I sure don't know what will. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give me that again. Yeah.
Lord, are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
I cried unto the Lord
with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I lay me down and I slept. I wake, but the Lord sustained me. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people
who set themselves against me round about.
I will not
be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
I will not be afraid. Come on.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about.
I will not be afraid.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah. Oh, give him the praise. Come on, church. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. We magnify you today. Hallelujah. That's another promise. If he said he's the glory and the lifter of my head, amen. Do I need to go down around with shame in my heart? No. Why? He took it. He took it, right? Do I need to be ashamed of maybe something I said or did yesterday when I know that Jesus took it and today is a brand new day? Can I walk with my head up? Amen. Because he's the glory and the lifter. Amen. Come on, church. We praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
God will reign forever, and all the world will know his name. Everyone together, sing the song of the redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives. The King has come forever, and darkness trembles at his name. Victory forever is the song of the redeemed.
Oh, yeah!
I know that my Redeemer lives, and that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives.
Hallelujah.
Every day's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives.
All right, church, come on now. My Savior lives. we worship and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the confidence, amen, that we have in him, that we can boldly say that I know my Savior lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. As we worship him this morning, we kind of went back and got an older worship song that just absolutely beautiful. You know, in Revelations, it talks about how that they would, that they stand and they're blessing the Lord, and they're going, blessing and honor and glory and power and riches and wisdom and strength be unto you. The Lamb of God is who they were singing to. Amen? The Lamb of God.
Blessings and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Blessings and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength be unto you, unto you who sits at the right hand of God. Be unto wisdom and strength, blessings and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength.